stay-at-home farmer's wife.
That's right.
It's funny. Lillian said you'd ask me about that, Brian. She must be psychic.
Or have heard Ralph say something about it. It was he who raised the subject with me.
Oh, this is a super restaurant.
Oh, yes, it is, isn't it? Another brandy.
Oh, no, thank you. I couldn't touch another thing.
Why not? You're entitled to be spoiled on your birthday.
Oh, I've certainly been that.
Good. But you haven't answered my question, have you?
I can't, I'm afraid.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I prefer to play it by ear.
You must have some leaning one way or the other.
Well, at the moment, I'm leaning dangerously to the left. That burgundy was very potent.
And I thought you were getting intoxicated by my company.
That too. Oh, I do love you, Brian.
Then put me out of my misery. Come on.
I don't know. I can't say I'm what you call the farming type. But I'd like to think I'm ready for new interests. I might be a sitter at home. I might be a worker on the farm. Which would you prefer me to be?
A bit of both, actually.
A master of compromise.
Why not?
I want to take it slowly, you see.
Slowly?
The getting to know each other. The finding out. I'd hate to... Well, if this doesn't sound rather feeble, I'd hate to overcommit myself too soon.
To me, you mean?
No. To a particular lifestyle with you. It's difficult to explain, but I...
Go on. I don't mind you mentioning Roger.
Well, I got very involved in the bookshop. Couldn't help it, living over the place. But emotionally, I was completely committed.
Naturally. You love books.
I sometimes think books were all Roger and I had in common.
But how does this affect me?
I want to marry you, not 1,500 acres.
Ah, some people might say the two went together.
Not in my book. Put it another way. Did you propose to me because of my farming know-how?
What farming know-how?
That's the point. We've been brought together by, well, the things that ought to bring people together. Not by an affection for combine harvesters or seed drills.
Point taken.
Let's take it as it comes. Not draw up partnership agreements.
Of course. Subject closed.
Lillian was saying how impressed Ralph was with the farm.
Yeah, I thought we were keeping off agriculture.
Oh, sorry.
There is something more important to discuss.
The novel Mr. Woolley gave me.
Mm-mm. Dates for the wedding.
Won't one date do? I'll settle for one.
Ah, but where? In a church, a cathedral, a registry office? And when?
Let's dodge that one until I'm technically free.
Sorry, I was forgetting.
So was I. It's one of the nice things about knowing you. You've made me forget about Roger and the divorce and all that. Just the same, it's got to be faced.
Well, I'll wait. Meanwhile, There's the pantomime to be faced tomorrow.
Children are thrilled about that.
I didn't only buy the tickets for their benefit.
Didn't you?
Nope. I'm a secret panto fiend. For ages I've been looking for an excuse to go.